Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
A Bay Area couple says that they were burglarized not just once or twice, but three times in the same night.
They didn't have a fear of getting caught. They came back three times. They looked directly in the camera. The camera looks like a camera. They know what it is. And even then, it didn't
stop.
They looked at it, moved on, kept doing what they were doing.
Also, the fallout from the photo of a San Francisco firefighter wearing a shirt with an anti-Biden political slogan while on duty. Plus, an arrest and an alleged hate crime in the South Bay, a Muslim woman targeted because of her headscarf.
It makes me feel so much better because I wasn't the only one who she attacked.
The suspect was a no-show for an earlier scheduled court appearance, but is now back behind bars. Good morning. It is Sunday, September 25th. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Darren Pack.
We're going to start cooling the temperatures down a bit today, Devin, after a noticeable warm-up Bay Area-wide over the last few days. This is the first morning we're starting out with the marine layer having filled in much of the immediate bay. That's San Jose behind me. Waking up to gray skies right now and temperatures in the upper 50s. And look at the clouds showing up here at all the reporting stations. Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, and Santa Rosa. 53 degrees with plenty of gray skies. And you can see how widespread this is this morning. It's kind of nice. It's very summer-like. And that will bring the temperatures down a few degrees today. It's still going to be in the low 90s for those warmest inland valleys. But we're only going into the low 70s in the city today. San Jose's not getting out of the mid-80s. See you with the rest of the 7-day forecast in just a few minutes. For now, back over to you.
This next crime story is truly staggering in its brazenness and in its impact on the victims, a couple in San Francisco's Mission District, Marina District. Now, that couple says the two men broke into their home multiple times in a single night, stealing more of their belongings each time. KPIX's Betty Yu has that story.
Surveillance video shows two men walking along Divisadero in the marina just before 3 a.m. Tuesday. After noticing a slightly open door, they turn around and make their way in. Then they wander into the garage. The man in the hat grabs power tools, the other a tripod light. All of it was captured on multiple cameras, and the men seem to notice. About an hour later, it appears the same pair of thieves return, this time with face masks, seemingly to get what they couldn't carry the first time. They left with golf clubs, baggage, and a giant saw. But they didn't stop there, as one of them then steals the garage door opener and a spare key. 2 hours later, one man in a hoodie and mask drives off with the couple's car.
Didn't even shut the garage.
Yeah, they actually came in from the outside and just walked by because they had found the garage door opener and then came in and backed the car out. Yeah. And we actually had another car blocking the driveway, but that didn't even deter them. And they just kind of like backed out.
All the while, Amanda and Marvin Benedict were inside their home.
It's scary. We have a daughter that's 2.5. And, you know, you want the best for your children and your family. And I think in your community, everyone around us.
After Amanda and Marvin were burglarized twice in early 2020, they installed cameras. And ever since, they've noticed troubling activity in the overnight hours almost every night.
There's someone looking to do something. So whether they... We've had people come up to the gate and try and pick the lock. We've had people try and take the mailman's key. We've had people try and open the garage. But any night, you'll see someone either with a flashlight looking in cars, someone dressed in all black, you know, running down the street.
This time, the couple said SFPD recovered their stolen car 2 days later in the Tenderloin.
It was clear that people were living in it and doing drugs and other substances.
Yeah, there was
in there. They had
multiple
stripped,
hypodermic needles, tie-off bands, a significant amount of fluids.
The Benedicts have since installed an extremely loud alarm in the garage. They're sharing their story in hopes other residents will be more vigilant and report crimes when they're victimized. Neighbors help put up these flyers.
I would never walk my daughter after 10 o'clock out here.
Yeah.
It's a nice neighborhood. I like to think it's safe, but there's definitely reasons that I wouldn't do that.
In San Francisco, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
The Oakland Police Department is putting extra officers downtown this weekend, especially near bars and clubs and restaurants. The city has also closed a stretch of Broadway between 17th and 19th. They're also trying to crack down on sideshows. Now, this comes after a violent week in Oakland. There was a number of shootings and 5 murders. Across the bay in San Francisco, controversy surrounds a city firefighter spotted wearing a shirt with "Let's Go Brandon" printed across the back. Now, it's a slogan that's critical of President Biden. Less than an hour after someone tweeted the photo, the department responded by saying that this was not a shirt that was issued by the department. A spokesperson also tells KPIX 5 that the firefighter is being disciplined. At the same time, the fire department hosted a commemoration of fallen emergency service personnel in the Presidio. The event also marks the end of the National EMS Memorial Bike Ride. Cyclists traveled from Reno, Nevada to San Francisco on a trek of more than 400 miles. Now, the goal is to make a statement of solidarity and remember those who have died in the line of duty.
Your dedication highlights that our profession leaves no one behind in the face of a medical emergency, even if it puts us at personal risk.
The memorial honored 92 EMS workers who died this year. Their names were read aloud during that ceremony. Governor Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have stripped tax-exempt status from nonprofits with ties to the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Oath Keepers is a national militia group linked to that attack. It has tax-exempt branches in several states. But Newsom says that extremist groups like this should be investigated through the judicial process. The governor is also calling on his fellow Democrats to overhaul their strategy during the current election season. He says his party is too timid and letting Republicans dominate the political narrative. Newsom says he's been running ads and speaking in other states to try and get his party's message across in a stronger way. Newsom is running for re-election in California this year, but he may be keeping his options open for a White House run in 2028, even 2024, if President Biden decides not to run. More Bay Area protests are planned today against the government of Iran. About 100 people came out to San Francisco City Hall on Saturday to support protesters in Iran after the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody. She was arrested for wearing a headscarf or hijab that did not meet national standards. Now, the regime is cracking down on demonstrators following a week of mass protests.
As we speak, U.S. government is still not trying to negotiate with terrorist Iranian regime. You need to negotiate with Iranian people. You need to talk to Iranian people directly. You need to defend Iranians who are fighting against this oppressive regime.
Now, today, demonstrators plan to create a human chain on the Golden Gate Bridge that starts at 11 a.m. A reassuring development for a South Bay woman who was recently attacked while wearing a hijab. We learned this week that the female suspect has been arrested for the second time. KPIXY's Kit Doe caught up with a victim who has been waiting for weeks to see her alleged attacker back behind bars.
So it turns out Mountain View police were canvassing homeless encampments and shelters looking for the suspect, Atusa Biglari. Word got out, and so she turned herself in.
It makes me feel so much better because I wasn't the only one who she attacked.
We caught up with Yasmin Abukhder, speaking from her new home in Florida. From day one, she's been outspoken in her pursuit of justice.
This is very important to me. I want this to make an impact, and I want this to change something because it's not okay, and I don't want it happening again.
Back in July, Yasmin was walking along Castro Street in downtown Mountain View. Her brother helped demonstrate how Biglari suddenly approached her from behind.
She tapped the back of my shoulder. She grabbed both of my arms. She pinned me against the wall. So she's sitting there choking me, and I'm like, help me. Like, I'm literally talking like that. I'm like, help me, help me.
A gathering crowd stopped the assault, but Yasmin says Biglari continued on a verbal tirade.
You are a terrorist. You hacked me. And I was like, I did what?
What is wrong with you?
Yasmin actually filmed Biglari trying to escape on a bicycle, flipping off the crowd as she left. A few moments later, Biglari was arrested and charged with battery with a hate crime enhancement, but was released the same day. The 43-year-old then failed to appear for her arraignment, and the judge issued a bench warrant for her arrest.
Which I was.
Biglari, who was homeless, is now undergoing a psychiatric evaluation to see if she's fit to stand trial.
To attack someone because of their religion, their sexual orientation, or their ethnicity is deeply un-American.
Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen says if the case goes to trial and Biglari is found guilty, he'll ask the judge to assign volunteer work and classes in addition to jail time and fines.
Just because someone has some issues with mental illness does not mean that they're not still responsible for their conduct.
She will get justice, and so that's what I'm hoping for. That's what my gut feeling is, that something good is going to happen out of this. I put a lot of effort into it, and I feel like a good outcome is going to come out of this.
Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
According to the state attorney general's office, hate crimes involving racial bias increased 33% from 2020 to 2021. Those involving religious bias went up by 21%. Oakster Dam University, the world's oldest cannabis college, just celebrated its 15th year anniversary. Last night was also the closing night of the Oakland Film Festival, a red carpet screening of the new documentary about the college called American Pot Story. Oakster Dam was part of that celebration. The college has been on the forefront of cannabis policy and advocacies and education since it opened in 2007.
Our success, not just coming out of Oakland and celebrating the civil disobedience that is so rich here, from Dolores Fuertes protecting migrant farm workers to the Black Panthers, that we have changed the world in freeing prisoners and allowing patients to choose their medicine.
Others at the event included Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff, rapper Redman, and Men's Warehouse founder George Zimmer.